This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do want to address one thing, because I'm not happy with one of my coworkers right now, and that person is Sean Morash, because about 10 minutes ago on the radio, to all of you loyal listeners who are driving in your car, you don't have a TV in front of you, you don't have Twitter in front of you, Sean Morash decided to slander Jason Dominguez. That's what he did.
Shame.
Shame him.
Shame.
He decided to say, oh, Jason Dominguez misjudged another fly ball in left field. I have seen the replay of this ball in question. Tiki has seen the replay of the ball in question. It is a fly ball down the left field line.
Yeah.
He slows up thinking it's going to go foul, but he had no chance to catch it. He was never going to catch it. And there's a good chance the Yankees probably said, you know what? Don't die and run into a fence in the middle of March. So it is not a misjudged ball. It's not another example of Dominguez can't play the outfield. It's literally just a ground rule double, and we all should move on with our lives instead of slandering the Martian.
What is it? Is it gummies? Is it meth? What are you on, Evan?
I'm watching the replay.
Evan, I'm watching the replay too. This is the problem with Dominguez in left.
Stop.
You're right. It's close to Lonnie misjudges it. There's zero hustle off of the initial bat going. In the end, that is a very calm fly ball. It doesn't even hook.
You can't tell.
It literally just dunks in, Sean, and he has zero hustle
Sean,
to it.
Sean, you can't tell his movement off the bat, all right? It's not like we have an all-22 baseball
Evan,
edition where we saw this.
I'm watching it right now from 30 feet out. He's in a light, leisurely jog on a ball that was not even hooking. You're nuts. You're high.
Am I? Tiki, am I high?
No, I don't think you're high.
Thank you.
I think Sean's over-exaggerating.
Thank you.
I want the guy to be successful. I do. This isn't as egregious as the other ones, but that is a misjudge. That cannot happen in the regular season.
So what's happening is there's an opinion that a lot of people have about Dominguez. It's fine to have that opinion. Not a great defensive player, adjusting the left field and all that. And now any time there is a play, you jump to an incorrect conclusion because you want to prove your point.
This is not an example
of Dominguez misplaying something.
Yes, it is.
There's going to be a double either way, bro.
No, it didn't have to be. It did not have
what
to be.
Was he
and
gonna
I don't
do
want to do the cat chasing the tail thing, but I'll just tell you, if you were to come on here and say that I over-exaggerated, what are you talking about?
You over-exaggerated.
You can tell me it's not as egregious as the other ones. That's still bad, bro.
Alex Verdugo doesn't make that catch.
You know what he does? He falls into the stands and makes it.
Yeah, he breaks his leg and he's out for a month.
The wall is 15 feet high.
Yeah. He's not getting that ball, bro.
Right.
It's completely
That's
unfair.
That's free training. The game doesn't matter.
For him, I need to say, if it doesn't matter now, he's not going
to
matter
three
weeks.
What do you want him to do? Superman himself into left field stands?
Run.
All right. Agree to disagree. Now, yesterday on the show, Tiki Barber, and what was so crazy about this, it was the final minutes of the show. And it's only natural. Final minutes of the show, it's like, we're done. Okay, we ran the race. We're leaving. We took a caller from a gentleman, nice guy. And that caller was very upset about something I've heard repeated a lot over the last couple of days and weeks, which is the damn Giants blew it by beating the Indianapolis Colts and putting themselves in a position where they're drafting third. Okay? This caller.
It wasn't just that. What pissed me off was
go ahead.
To blame the owner.
He did. He said it was John Mara's fault because John Mara told Brian Daboll, I'm going to do a John Mara imitation. You better win this game. And if you don't win this game, I'm going to fire your ass. So you better win this freaking game.
Now, I
think he actually said, you guys are safe, so this whatever happens, happens. So he was implying that if he had told them, I don't know. It's just I don't know what he was saying.
Well,
it was just
way,
frustrating to me because it's nonsense. Nobody should want to tank, ever.
Tiki is an anti-tanker, and it led to a classic rant. And it also led to an idea that's going to fix the tanking issue in all of sports. But before I give you that idea, if you missed it yesterday here on this radio program, here is the classic Tiki rant.
The problem here is the owner. They had a chance in that game against the Colts to lose that game and have the number one pick outright, but the owner told the coach and the GM, you lose this game, we lose all our games at home, you're done. And then he goes, you know what? If out of complete desperation, he's like, you need to make this, you need to draft a quarterback or do something that keeps you here for the long term. That is so dumb.
What should Brian Daboll have done in that game that would have secured a loss?
You don't try to lose, dude. I mean, I wish you'd called earlier. I wish you had called earlier, but that's the most ridiculous phone call I've ever heard in my life. No player or coach is ever going to try to lose a football game.
I don't get that.
And if someone calls the station again and says they should lose a game, I'm hanging up on you and banning you from the station. It's the stupidest, most ridiculous thing I've ever freaking heard. So stop saying lose games, so you can draft higher. The draft is not a guarantee. Rookies suck too, by the way. So forget thinking you're going to change your franchise by losing games. It doesn't work that way because you end up firing people. Everybody has a negative connotation about the organization. Free agents don't come, and it all starts because you want to lose one game. But you want to lose one game, then you want to lose four games, and you want to lose 10 games, and you want to suck, suck, suck. And when you suck, 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 guess what? People say you suck.
Well,
so
said.
Stop calling and saying lose games. I hate it. You guys drive me freaking insane.
How many times did you come close to saying the actual F word? A lot?
A lot. Because when I get asked this question by my friends, I cuss at them.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was angry, T. And by the way, that phrase should be on a shirt. If you suck, 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 you're going to suck. And then you suck, and then you suck some
And you want to suck, suck, suck. And when you suck, 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 guess what? People say you suck.
That is a t-shirt right
suck,
there.
Suck, suck, suck.
I'd buy that t-shirt. So we are going to produce
you can
official.
Get it for your wife.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, she likes sports too.
Of course.
The most least factual t-shirt in the world.
That's a perfect gift. So we are going to produce the first ever Tiki Barber suck t-shirts. You don't suck, but your phrase.
Nice.
Now, before I reveal, I think an idea to save us from the sucking and the tanking, Morgan in Boston has a comment on that great rant yesterday. How are you, Morgan?
What's up, Morgan?
Hey, guys. What's up?
All's good.
What's up?
Hey, man. First time caller, long time listener. Tiki, you're the man.
I appreciate it.
Dude, you are spot on. I was down at that game with my wife and twin 10-year-old daughters. The best
nice.
Time they ever had.
Nice. I got twin daughters, too.
Lose it. Yeah, I mean, they're 10 years old. I'll be honest. They're not all into what's going on. They certainly don't follow the draft.
Right.
But they had a great time. They loved it. I loved it. My wife loved it.
Right, because okay. The home team won.
Exactly. The one win. And we've been to so many losses.
Right.
It was terrific. And all those people saying, tank, go drink their apple martinis at the Squat and Gobble Tavern. And quiet down.
I hear
winning
you.
Winning is winning, and I agree with you. Who wants to go to a loser team?
Right. Nobody wants to go to a losing team, and appreciate your call, man. The challenge is if you want to tank, then you're putting a losing mentality in your mind. You're spreading it to your friends, and losers want to lose. Like, I can't accept being a loser. And so I get what you're saying. I understand the draft implications, but this is the flaw in the system.
Bingo.
It's what we've been talking about forever.
Bingo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Can't be incentivized to suck.
That's the problem. And that's the thing we all need to agree on. I understand fully. I'm living it. I'm a Brooklyn Net fan. They won last night against the Lakers, and half of the Net community, more than half of the Net community, and I interact with them sometimes. I see what they say. They were pissed off.
The Net's still in the league.
They're mad at Sean Marks. They're mad at Jordy. They're mad at everybody because they know they're better off losing.
Yeah. The hapless Net.
Yeah, so they when Jordy loses 58 games or whatever the heck the number ends up being, he's going to get fired.
I totally
and
understand.
He's a good coach.
I understand. But the problem is you want players. And so the Giant fan out there says, all right, guys, I get it. Tiki, you're right. I don't want to get yelled at. But would you rather pick one or would you rather pick three? And we all agree the answer is you'd rather pick one.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you get there? Are we getting there by losing on purpose? Are we getting there by not playing certain players? That's why I've got to fix it. And I'm sorry, I've got the answer. Okay? I don't think the NFL needs saving. But eventually, we're going to go down a road where these civil conversations are going to turn bloody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We can't have tanking be a discussion anymore, whether it's in the NBA or it's in the NFL. Sean and I are living it. How'd you feel when the Nets beat the Lakers last night?
Well, I cheered on a Luka Doncic 3.
That's
right before.
That's all you need to know.
A fist pump is
that all whining, fat biatch. He cheered when he made a big shot.
I still haven't enjoyed the Giants' win over the Colts this year.
I get it. So that's why we're going to fix it.
Oh.
I have in front of me a bowl. You know what's in the bowl?
I do not know what's in the bowl.
In this bowl right now.
I thought you were like feeling ill or something.
I was going to barf into it.
Yes. I was when Evan gave me 4 minutes notice to put this together.
Sorry about that. I've been meaning to do this for weeks, believe it or not. In this bowl is a list of every NFL team that missed the playoffs.
Huh.
That's it. Simple as that. Because in my humble opinion, NBA included, if you miss the playoffs, you're in a lottery.
Mm.
Do you get better odds for sucking more? No. Because Tiki just laid it out. What's the point of sucking? Even with a lottery system where there's weighted odds, you still have Net fans whining and bitching about the results.
Right.
So that doesn't even work. A lottery doesn't work. It needs to be an even lottery. It needs to be a flat tax. Remember the presidential candidate who pitched the flat tax? Republican, 1996?
Yeah.
You have no idea.
I do. Bob Dole.
Close. It was that election, but it was not Bob Dole. Steve Forbes. Good try, though.
Yeah.
Steve Forbes. Is that right? There you go. Yeah, a little Steve Forbes action.
I was racking my brain. I didn't know it either.
It's a tough one.
Took a shot. That was a tough one.
What the heck is that? That was a tough one. So a flat lottery tax. That's it. It's flat.
Flat tax this year, and maybe Malik Nabers doesn't sit on a couple of those drives.
There you go. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to show you what this world would look like in an alternate universe where all the non-playoff teams go into the same bucket. Now imagine this is a Tuesday night on NFL Network. There's nothing on, or you just don't care about the Rangers because you know they're inevitably missing the playoffs anyway.
Is there any read for that?
Or you want me to be fair? Yeah. Or there's no point in watching the Devils because they're choking right down there too. So we all tune in.
Yeah, because Elon Musk has shut down Twitter, so perfect for the NFL and their ratings.
Yes.
Have to watch it.
Or got cyber hacked like it did yesterday.
Oh, yes. Jet fans, Giant fans, we're all locked in. We all have the exact same odds to get the number one overall pick. And here's what I would do, okay? I would pull three or four teams, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then after that, I think we go in reverse order of record.
Got it.
Because I think that would solve the tanking. Would that be enough for you to not care as much about losing games if you know the worst record only guarantees you four and nothing more?
Yes, I think so. And then I'm sure after a year I'd complain and go, well, we want the fifth pick at worst.
So does it have to be five then, Teague?
No, because then you'd be like, I want the sixth pick at worst.
Right, so be four.
Four
makes it.
Shake it up good, though.
Ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to pull a name. That name gets the number one pick in the draft. And I want you to tell me in all seriousness how great this system is.
Close your eyes as you jingle your hands down there.
My eyes are closed.
No, they're not. They're wide open.
Okay. My eyes are closed.
I think you should do it reverse, though.
Reverse what?
4-3-2-1.
You want to do 4-3-2-1?
Yeah, I like that. Makes the suspense.
Here we go. With the fourth pick in the 2025 lottery-driven NFL draft, that pick goes to the Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
Sons of bitches.
That's a high pick for a team that was not horrible.
Those are the rules, bro.
Hey.
With the, would you say four?
Third.
With the third pick in the lottery-driven Evan Roberts Tiki Barber NFL draft, this pick goes to the Seattle Seahawks.
Whoa.
With the second pick in the lottery-driven NFL draft, it goes to the New York Jets! Number two!
The Jets suck.
Why am I freaking out? This isn't real.
Enjoy Shador Sanders, bro.
Right. All right, go ahead.
Holy crap.
No, but it depends on who's picking number one. They might not need a quarterback.
Travis Hunter may be coming my way. I can't believe how excited I got over something that doesn't count.
It's not even real.
I genuinely got, like, pumped up.
It should piss you off more now.
It really should.
And ladies and gentlemen, the number one pick in the lottery-driven draft goes to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Now, think about how game-changing that is for the Raiders. Now, they've already made a decision on their quarterback. Now, it screws them up in free agency.
Well, but would they have known that before the Geno trade?
They may not have. I think this is an event that occurs a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so you do it before the Geno.
I think it kicks it off. But imagine that. And tell me if there's anything wrong with that.
Now, you got to figure out the rest of the draft.
Well, the Giants would pick seventh, unfortunately, because it would go reverse order.
Yeah, the fifth. So the fifth would be the Titans. The sixth would be the Browns. Seventh would be the Giants.
So ultimately, the Jets would jump to two. And the Giants would drop to seven. Now, this does not work out for you, but wouldn't you at least agree, Giant fans?
It's interesting.
That this is the better way to do it because, sure, you finish seventh, but do you really want to sit there?
Right. You level the odds of picking in the top four, and then it doesn't matter.
Right.
Right? It doesn't matter after that. I guess you could still tank because you get closer to five,
right?
You don't make
that's the negative. That's why ultimately you may have to lottery up the whole damn thing and keep going and just say, all right, here are all the playoff teams or the non-playoff teams, and this is the order. Because look,
I think you would do the top 10.
Top 10?
Yeah.
You have
because
to.
Because the top 10 is what matters. Like, essentially, that's the lottery for the NFL, because that's when you think about the fifth-year option.
Mm-hmm.
After the top 10, the number changes.
And I don't think that guys like Sean Morash are going to sit here and say, we got to lose so we can guarantee ourselves at least 11. Like, no, you're not going to do that. And I'm telling you right now, this is the worst part of sports in 2025, that we've had so many conversations about tanking and losing.
And it makes fans want to lose.
It does.
And that's terrible.
And even with a lottery that's weighted like the NBA, I know there aren't many Net fans, but you guys can see it if you go on social media. It is a cesspool of hate towards everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's irrational. Now, I also understand the aspect of you got to get the best odds because you want your best chance at a generational talent like a Cooper Flagg. But it is not healthy for sports. It is not healthy for sports to be sitting in an arena last night in Brooklyn or to be sitting at MetLife Stadium and knowing, hey, I got to root against my team because it's in the best interest of my team. It sucks. So while, hey, why should the Raiders get the first pick? Why should the Jets get the second pick? Because we're making it just
random.
And even lottery randomness.
It random.
Yes.
But the problem with a lottery is there will be a portion of the fans that think it's rigged.
Do you
We've been hearing that about the NBA forever. We heard that about the NHL when they got the Blackhawks got that really good player. Sean, help me out with
Connor
the name
Bedard.
Here. Connor Bedard.
But do you think, like, what I just laid out, okay, the Raiders, the Jets, the Seahawks, and the Dolphins, if those were the results, with that, what would the rigged theory be?
No, but if, let's say, we have Peyton Manning coming out in the draft, and the Giants got the number one overall pick, everybody would be saying, well, John Mara, he's tight with the league. They wanted Peyton in New York.
Yeah.
Just like we've been hearing. Everybody thought Zion would go to the Knicks.
Yeah,
everybody
like
feels
Ewing,
that way.
Patrick Ewing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Everyone thinks that's rigged.
But counterpoint.
Wemby with the Spurs. Everybody was in an uproar.
I'd rather that than be questioning every coaching move that every coach makes.
Fair enough.
I agree.
I'm just saying there's pitfalls
to a lot of it. He did that. I mean, Doug Peterson blatantly did
it. Think about, and he got him fired. So think about how long of in the season that starts to happen. We're talking like week 12. So there's seven, eight weeks where people want the team to lose.
Mm.
That's just bad.
That's worse than anything.
That's bad for business.
That's the worst for business, and it's far worse than stupid conspiracy theories about a lottery.
Right.
Because you know what happens with those stupid conspiracy theories? They go away after 30
you
seconds.
You get Ernst & Young to audit it, and it's fine.
It is what it is.
Right. And just wait. If we find out this year, whether it's the year after, that it's Arch Manning is officially coming out, it'll be one of these next two drafts. You want to see fans root for losses.
Right.
Because everybody thinks that's the golden ticket of quarterback.
I agree. Now, let me ask you this, because you are the tanker here, Sean.
Okay.
All right? And I think the Nets almost had a chance to face this. They're not. But the NFL is also a different sport. If you have gotten to the final week of the season, and you are right there for a playoff spot, where you'd make the playoffs at 8-9 or 9-8, but you know you're flawed. You know it. But it's like, it's the playoffs.
Right.
Would you root against your team to miss the playoffs so you could be in an NFL lottery where you've got a chance for the generational
chance.
Quarterback?
There's no chance because anything could happen in the playoffs.
Yeah, the NFL's a different sport than the NBA. I would still want the playoff spot.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. The NFL is different because I did bring this up to him about the Nets and the play-in. Like, what would you do? Because
basketball's different. Like, you know you're getting smoked.
Right. Like, your reward for winning the play-in tournament is to lose in 4 or 5 to Cleveland.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not going anywhere. While in the NFL, you could talk yourself into pulling off an upset.
I mean, laying down your sword to not make the playoffs and then end up in the same exact, basically, spot picking because you ended up in that spot, you know, it just doesn't add up.
It's a tricky spot. I do want to clarify on air that when I called someone a whiny, fat biatch, I was talking about Luka Doncic, not Sean Morash.
Is that why my mom texted me?
Did she think that?
Oh, no. My mom said, quote, Dad says Evan sucks.
What did I do?
Probably
He's
Dominguez.
Fat. Well, your father is just wrong in this case. And you agree with me. You don't even agree with your dad.
I forgot. What was the argument? The beard.
The
right?
beard thing. Yes, the beard thing.
Veterans only.
Let's go to Howard in Southampton. What's up, Howard?
Good afternoon, guys. I know an earlier caller made the same point, but I just wanted to kind of make a couple of additional points. This is specifically with Joe Milton.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think if the Giants can get him for a third or fourth round pick, that is a very compelling thing to do. I'm just going to give you my reasons why. First, Abel is supposed to be good with quarterbacks. Joe Milton has plenty of talent.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is it would free them to use that third pick for Abdul Carter or Will Campbell, both of whom are day one starters and high impact players. Then they could possibly use their second round pick to go back into the first round to pick Jackson Dart.
That may be the most appealing part of getting a guy like Milton, who's going to cost you far less than any quarterback you select in the first round, because you get to keep that first round asset. You're on a different player.
The challenge is you don't have an established starter. That's the challenge.
Well, I think you would do Milton along with an established veteran.
Right, but he's saying Milton, trade for Milton. It's not going to be a third round pick. It's too high. and then draft Jackson Dart in the second round or top of the or back of the first. So now you have a second year player who played one game. You have a rookie, and you have Tommy DeVito. Like that's just not a good enough quarterback.
That's the throwing the crap against the wall option,
right?
Basically,
right.
Hoping and something sticks.
Yeah, and hoping you know you're not good.
Yeah,
and you drafted the top of the draft next year with a better quarterback.
Right, and then you're basically doing the same thing again.
No.
We'll get back to your calls in a bit, 888-808-1019, and a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted in just a few minutes. Day two of NFL free agency. Even though it hasn't really officially begun, the league year begins tomorrow, but we are still in that legal tampering period, and we've already seen a lot of movement by both local teams, but the Giant quarterback situation is still cloudy. Tommy DeVito remains the only quarterback currently on the New York Giants roster. Aaron Rodgers has not made a decision yet, though all signs point towards I will be wrong, and he's not going to retire. He's going to pick between the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I believe in the Giants.
Who's the only quarterback in the Giants roster?
Tommy DeVito.
And what did you call the Giants quarterback situation?
Cloudy.
So some might say it's cloudy with a
with
chance
a side of meatballs.
Let's go.
What am I, a mirage?
Yeah, there you go. I didn't see that coming until you queued it up for us. So that's the situation. If you've missed any of the show, you can rewind on the Odyssey app before you get back to your phone calls. A lot of passionate opinions on tanking, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. Let's play a game of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posting and Toasting.
I will read old tweets from some of our fellow WFAN coworkers, and Tiki Barber will guess who posted it. So let's go all the way back to January 1st, 2021. Justin Fields getting Jet fans a little hot and bothered tonight. Who posted that? Would it be Evan Roberts, Brandon Tierney, Sean Morash, or Greg Giannate?
That was January?
January 1st, 2021, Justin Fields getting Jet fans a little hot and bothered tonight.
I'm going to say that was Gio.
You're wrong.
BT?
You're wrong.
Was it you, Sean?
I could see myself watching that bowl game on January 1st thinking that.
You're wrong.
It was me.
Before we tag team the New York Jets together.
Yeah, I was getting hot and bothered. I mean, he played incredibly well.
But why would you say Justin Fields is getting Jet fans, even though you're a Jet fan?
Because
wouldn't you say Justin Fields getting us Jet fans?
I'm sorry. I can't read very well. What does that tweet say, Tiki?
That's exactly what it says. Justin Fields getting us Jet fans.
So the reason I took the us out is I realized it was either going to be me or BT.
Well, that's just cheating. He just cheated.
That is cheating.
He cheated. You have to read the tweet as it exists.
He's right, because then he eliminated you based on you not saying us.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to make, because I was thinking, like, what other Jet fans are there besides Tierney and me? I could have said Beningo, but his Twitter account's really run by his daughter. Like, I don't even think you would have bought that one at all. All right, fine. I'll throw that one away.
Throw it out.
This is another timely one for you. February 23rd, 2023. Bottom line with Daniel Jones. You're paying for what you're going to see, not what you have seen. Love the marriage between him and Daboll. I want to see them grow old together. No reason DJ can't take a big step when he gets better receivers around him, just like Jalen Hurts did.
That's a long-ass tweet.
It's a long-ass tweet. Was it?
That's got to be Sean.
You're wrong.
That's not me.
What? That is not you.
I have one similar to that from that same day.
Really? So, it's not you, I promise.
Give me the options.
Well, Sean Morash was an option.
No. You're wrong.
The other option was Brandon Tierney, Chris McMonagle, Tommy Lugauer, or Greg Giannotti.
You didn't even have Sean as an option?
I took him out now.
Oh.
Because it's not him.
That's Tommy.
He likes to hang and bang.
There it is.
So Tommy was taking my takes back then, too. Got it.
Well, I think you guys agree on a lot of stuff. I mean, even Aaron Rodgers.
You're both Giant fans.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, you should be similar.
You guys really are. I mean, I think so far in the early days of free agency, you're pretty much on the same page, aren't you?
I would say so. I mean, he's a little bit more.
Which one have you not liked?
I didn't understand the Slayton one from, honestly, from his perspective. I thought he'd be bolting out of here, Teak, because I thought there was some bad blood there with Slayton and the way they handled the Daniel Jones situation.
No, you're right.
So I was stunned that he'd even want to come back here, but I think the reason they brought him back, and you alluded to it earlier, is that the perception of the Joe Shane era is they let Saquon, McKinney go, and they were leaders. Slayton, we know his flaws, and he's like, what, a second or third receiver? Yeah. But he's a locker room guy,
right.
And you don't want to keep losing locker
room
guys.
And they're only paying him $12 million a year. I wonder what his free agent market was like. I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, I think that to answer your question, Tommy, that may have been his best offer, too. Right. And also may have been just the familiarity of, he likes it here. You know, it's getting up and it's moving. We kind of forget that a little bit.
You're right.
The one thing I would say, scrolling through Twitter yesterday, is that the lineman they signed from the Browns for depth, everything I read about him is that he stinks. And we talk
Who was it?
Sean, name, please.
Hudson. Forgot his first name already.
He's brought in as a depth piece, Teak. We talk about it all the time.
James Hudson.
James Hudson.
Yeah. Everything I've read, it doesn't sound good.
No, and to defend Tommy on this, I did the same thing with Brandon Stevens, the corner they gave 2-3 years, $36 million to. And basically, Raven fans were having a party last night on social media that they got rid of him. Right. And there were highlight packages of him just like falling down, not being able to.
He was bad in moments, but he's big. So he's a big corner, and the potential is there because he's still young.
Yeah, I think they're paying for what they hope he turns into. All right, two more. I'll give you another giant one. The giant ones are always fun because they age so incredibly well. January 3rd, 2021. No matter what happens tonight, the Giants have effectively reversed a lazy, unprofessional, and selfish culture and replaced it with one of accountability, professionalism, and passion. The arrow is pointing up. Joe Judge is that guy.
What?
Yes. Is that Tiki Barber, Sean Morash, Tommy Lugauer, or Brandon Tierney?
That's definitely Sean.
You're wrong.
How is that not Sean?
Not Sean, no.
It wasn't me.
Why? You didn't feel that way about Joe Judge?
BT.
BT!
I was wrong.
He was.
There you go. And our last one, this is impressive because this person knew the future. This tweet tells the future because you got to go all the way back to 2015. July 22nd, 2015. And this person wrote, quote, Christopher Columbus, a real moron, but I'm glad he came over, LOL. I'm dying listening to Pat McAfee. This guy needs a TV show. Now, he turned out to have a TV show. This was in 2015, where I think he may have still been active. So who posted that? Was it Evan Roberts, Boomer Esiason, Al Dukes, or Tiki Barber?
I think that was Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Then it was me.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
It was you. You remember that?
I do.
You could tell the future.
No, he was good. I think he was right because he was debating coming to CBS at that time. I can't remember now the time frame because he actually did come to Odyssey.
I think he worked, for the network for a brief period of time.
Right, but it was quick. Maybe it was right around then. He's trying to lure him here.
Ah, you're kissing his ass?
One of the rare uses of Twitter by me.
I know.
To recruit fellow talent.
It is funny. Posted and Toasted is fun, but it's very difficult to find good Tiki Barber tweets. Those are always a challenge. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Josh in Smithtown. How are you, Josh?
Yeah, I'm good. Just really quick for Sean. You know, I respect Sean's football acumen, but he said he'd rather have Mac Jones, that packet of mayonnaise, over Jameis Winston. I don't know about that one. I mean, that reminds me of when he said Soto should bunt last August.
I remember that.
It's funny because, you know, when the Giants were good and you know, the rivalry with the Eagles and the Cowboys and everything is at its highest, you really hate those guys. Those are the players you hate the most. Like, you know, I hated Brian Westbrook growing up and DeSean Jackson and Tony Romo. And, you know, now those guys, I'm like, you know, I don't like them because I don't like those teams, but the guys that I hate the most personally are two guys that we're hoping the Giants will bring in, and that's Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. I just feel like there's no two douchier players. And so for that reason, I would rather Jameis Winston try to, you know, pray to the gods to deliver us from the boat trip. And, you know, just at least it would be fun to give us some sound bites and you know, we could have some fun with it.
No, I mean, that is guaranteed. No matter where he goes, he's going to be the same dude. Like, no coach is going to be like, hey, man, Jameis, you should tone it down a little bit. He is who he is.
There's also a great element to what Josh said. So when you think a guy can help you win a championship, you'll make a deal with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you didn't like Aaron Rodgers, I remember Craig didn't like Aaron Rodgers personally. Just didn't like him.
Right.
But I think as a Jet fan, he came around and said, you know what? Deal with the devil. He gives us a chance to win.
And
he did, right? It didn't work out, but I think when someone gives you a chance to win, it's easy to make that deal with the devil. The best case scenario with Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers is just being good and respectable.
Yeah.
Like, the Giants aren't winning a championship, and so if you personally don't like Russell Wilson because you think he's corny like Sean said, or you don't like Aaron Rodgers, they're not deep rivals to you, but you just don't like them. To me, it's more difficult to make that deal when you know the outcome isn't dreaming of a championship.
Right.
So I can see the Giant fan saying, I got to be honest, guys, I don't like them. I don't want to root for that guy for 1 year when I know it's not leading to anything special.
Yeah. It almost goes back to that conversation that we've had many times that you only get them because you know you have to win.
Right.
It's not like, hey, we're going to reset with a young quarterback, whoever that may be, trade up and go get Cam Ward or sit there or go back and go get Jackson Dart, whatever it is, and bring in some other free agent. You do it because you have to win. And that's what makes it feel desperate and not as, I don't know, appealing if you don't really like Aaron Rodgers or you don't like Russell Wilson.
Joe is in Cedar Grove. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, gentlemen. What's going on? Tiki.
What's up, dude? First,
you got to promise you're not going to ban me from the FBI, all right? Let's have a civil conversation here. We're all in agreement that the Giants desperately need a quarterback. Right?
I think
that's unanimous.
Well, they don't have one right now other than Tommy DeVito, so they need a quarterback. For sure.
I agree, no player should ever try to tank. However, the Giants management and owner had a built-in excuse going into that Colt game. Malik Nabers was questionable. If I'm not wrong, he had a back injury. He went off that day.
Yeah.
If the owner goes to the GM and the coach and says, I don't want to risk injuring him severely for the future, I also want to evaluate younger players to see what they got for next year and the future. That is the built-in excuse to lose that game.
Yeah, but then now you're taking Malik Nabers' rookie aspirations and you're throwing them down the drain for what? Because if he's healthy, he's going to play.
It defeats the purpose of evaluation. He's a rookie who you're still also evaluating.
100%.
You want him to get more experience, so it kind of defeats the point you're making.
And there were things he wanted to accomplish as a rookie, which he was able to do.
Yeah.
And it was because he played that game.
It's a very tricky spot. I gave you an NBA example that I noticed last week where the Raptors were in a close game late and they sat their starters and they used their bench because I think they're thinking to themselves, we want better lottery odds.
Right.
Let's be honest. So is it tanking? It's putting younger players in knowing they give you less of a chance at winning. And the Raptors won anyway. And everybody was laughing like, you see what happens when you play with the lottery gods? When you play with the tanking gods?
It's why there has to be another solution to it.
Yes.
There has to be. Now, the one you just mimed a little bit ago, it's a great one because
Thank
it's
you.
Blind and nobody has any chance better than anybody else.
It is a flat lottery odds in the NFL. We actually put it to good use, if you're just tuning in, where we put all 18 teams that missed the playoffs into a bowl. And I pulled out random names. Mm-hmm. And based on that, the Las Vegas Raiders are picking number one. The New York Jets are picking number two. The Seattle Seahawks are picking number three. And the Miami Dolphins are picking number four. It's a flat lottery. And with a system like that, we would never have to converse about tanking.
Right.
Fans would never have to argue with each other about losing.
And then, by the way, if you're the Seattle Seahawks and you end up picking number three and you don't need a quarterback or whatever, you don't need to draft that high, you can still trade.
Yeah.
Trade out, go back, somebody who's desperate, Giants, move forward. They're going to have to give up their next round, first round pick, and the whole process stays the same after The order is determined.
Absolutely.
It makes it makes sense to do something
so
like that.
Tiki is signing off on my idea.
I am. I like that
Thank
idea.
You. Thank you. I feel like it can go somewhere now. Can you write a letter to the commissioner and sign off on it? What?
I like the idea, so I'm in favor, but I think Tiki just inadvertently brought up a major flaw with the idea.
What's
with it not being weighted. So if your team like Seattle trades back, so let's say it is a team like the Giants that trade up.
Yeah.
You give up future first, you fail massively. Boy, does it hurt even more because you never know. Yeah. You could continue to get the 9th, 10th
pick. But that's the risk.
That's the risk.
That's the risk of it.
There could be a team that runs into a bad lottery line.
But it creates drama in the draft lottery.
Well, I agree with that.
There is another option, and I think you'll hate it, but I've heard it suggested in the NBA years ago, and it's called, I don't think this was the name, but I'm going to describe it. It's called the NBA draft pick calendar, where you're assigned a year, and that's the year you pick number one. Mm. So you know, hey, in 2040,
that's a bad idea.
You don't like that one?
Yeah.
Where it just balances out?
Yeah.
It's like a clock. When it's your year, it's your year. Let's go to John in Staten Island. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, Evan? Tiki, how are you, boys?
We're good.
Sean, what's going on?
All good.
I was just wanted to give a little tidbit. I don't think Evan should ever leave his particular job for a game show host because you literally said, oh, look, it's another Tommy Lugauer on Posted and Toasted. And then the answer was Tommy Lugauer.
Did I do that?
How do you do that?
No, I did. Did that actually happen, Sean?
We have the audio if you want to hear it. I do not think you did that.
Okay, let's hear the audio because I would have to. By the way, if I did that, I would voluntarily wear the L for whatever amount of time. If as the game show host, I'm giving away the answer inadvertently. So you have the clip ready?
I do.
Let's take a listen. This is another timely one for you.
Timely.
Sounds very clearly
timely.
This is another timely one for you.
It's a timely
one for you because it was about the Giants or Daniel Jones or.
I was going to say, if you did say Tommy and then I still didn't get it
right.
Yeah,
that says something about you. This is another timely one for you.
Thank you.
It sounds like Tommy, but it is timely.
I
heard timely.
I definitely meant to say timely, but yeah, I can see how it sounds like Tommy just a tad bit. We'll get back to your calls in a bit. Plus, what did I confuse you about something?
No, we'll come back. There's a slight breaking news in the golf world we'll give you when you come back.
In the golf world?
Yeah, how about that for a tease?
Breaking news? Am I going to care about it?
Probably not.
But the world will.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. We'll come back with some breaking news in the golf world. And what did Justin Fields' contract with the Jets tell us about their plans for him? Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.